Did you hear that?
Albert posed, muddy boot rested on the shovel, ear turned to a starling-dotted sky.
What?
Edna replied, sweating profusely, digging up the garden in which she'd grown, among irises, hyacinths, marigolds, and geraniums, increasingly bored.
Did you hear that?
He repeated, daubing his sunburnt nape with a bandana he'd pulled dangling from his ass pocket.
Did I hear what?
Edna said, brow furrowed. There were holes, and there were holes, she believed, standing in her self-contained chasm, which, once but a rut, had become an allegory, albeit fuzzy.
What?
Albert's raspy voice echoed into the abyss. Perched on the edge of yellow grass, he bent like a question mark, his brown, oversized work glove cupping his ear. Having no stomach for a vicious circle of questions answered with the same questions that only ended in exasperation, or death, or both, Edna flung back.
Did you hear something?
Did I hear something?
Albert asked himself.
That's what I asked you.
Edna answered, vaguely perturbed, like poking a hole in cardboard to catch an eclipse. She could see the rim of Albert's wind-swept, unkempt hair, but she knew from the depths of her growing pit he didn't get the elemental emptiness of Earth, this dirt that meant something other than whole, which, by nature, demanded nothing.